Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We're glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, and we're going to be sharing with you today on the subject of making right choices. Making right choices. God wants us to learn to make right choices in life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, the Bible says, "The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Well, when we get born again, we get a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Our soul, which is made up of our will, our intellect, and our emotions, has not been changed, and we need to be transformed. Our soul needs to be restored. Remember, He's the one, the shepherd, who is restoring our soul, praise God. And it's very important that we learn to get our mind renewed to the truth as we study God's Word, and then make the right choices to be a hearer and a doer of God's Word. Do what He says. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, He says, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live." God has set before us life and death. See, there's a way for us to walk in, and there's a way for us not to walk in. It's just like, you know, the broad is the way that leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leads to life. And He set that way before us, that narrow way. That's the way of His Word. And we have got to make the quality decision that we're putting God's Word as first place in our life. If we declare it is final authority. He set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. And you need to choose the right thing. Choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. It'll affect your seed. It'll affect your inheritance line because of the iniquities of the fathers that would be visited upon your children to the third and fourth generation. This is why you've got to make the right choices. And when you make the right choices, it says that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey His voice, that thou mayest cleave unto Him, for He is thy life and the length of thy days. The choices you make will determine whether you really love the Lord, whether you are going to be obedient to His voice, and whether you're going to cleave unto Him. It is going to affect the life of God manifest in you, and it's also even going to affect the length of your days here on earth. God wants you to choose life. And this is important to overcome our enemy. We know that our enemy is the devil. The Bible says that we have an adversary, and the adversary is the devil, who is Satan, who walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, what does God want us to do? He wants us to overcome this enemy. And how does the devil work? He works through temptation to try to get you to make the wrong choice. The Bible says in Matthew 26:41, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing," your spirit is always willing or ready to make the right choice, "but the flesh is weak." Your flesh doesn't want to do anything that God wants it to do, because your flesh is not subject to the law of God. Your spirit is in line with it, and your spirit wants to walk in God's ways. This is why we've got to learn to overcome temptation. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27 says this, "Neither give place to the devil." Neither give place to the devil. When you give place to the devil, you are letting him come in and work in your life. And this is because we have entered into temptation instead of watching and praying so we don't enter into it. The word place in the Greek means a place of residence. When you listen to the enemy and don't choose the right things, you are actually giving place to him to come in and to bring destruction in your life. He works through his subtlety. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, he says, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." It's important that you watch your mind, because the devil tries to corrupt your mind. You've got to get in the Word. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is taking that Word that you hear, and He's writing it in your heart and in your mind. As you keep this Word in your heart and your mind, it's going to bring forth the fruit in your life, because it's going to transform your mind. But if the devil can get in and corrupt your mind through his deceit, through his subtlety, and corrupt you from the simplicity, that's the way you could give place to him and not make the right choice. It's important that we make right choices in our life. In Luke chapter 10, verse 38, we see the story regarding Martha and Mary. It came to pass as they went that Jesus, when he entered into a certain village, a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. What was Martha doing? She was cumbered about with much serving. She came to him and said, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid there therefore that she help me." Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her." What did she do? She chose the word of God. She chose to hear the word of God so that she could do what God wants her to do. And this is important in your life. You got to make the right choice. You need to hear God's word daily. You need to be thinking on what the word says. Make time for God's word in your life. Don't let yourself get too busy that you don't have time for the word of God. You need to be like Mary, who chose the good part, praise God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2 says this, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby." As we're born-again believers, what should we do? We should desire God's word. We should desire the sincere milk of the word. And through the word of God, you're going to grow spiritually. You're going to get strong. You're going to start knowing the truth. And as you grow up in the Lord, you are going to have the knowledge of God. You're going to get understanding, and so that you can walk in his ways and make the right choice. There's a scripture in Psalms 1:2. It says this, that his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I'll tell you, God wants you to prosper in everything you do, but your delight must be in the law of the Lord. Because when your delight is in the law of the Lord, and you're meditating on it, or thinking on it continually, abiding in it, then you are going to make the right choices. When you make the right choices to do God's word, see, God's word's not going to just work automatically. You're going to have to choose to do it. He set before you life and death. He set before you the way to walk in. You're going to have to choose to hear and to do the word of God. And so, when you choose to do the word, it says the plant tree, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You'll bring forth your fruit in its season. Your leaf will not wither. And whatever you're doing, as you're doing the word, shall prosper, praise God. God wants you to prosper in everything you do, but you got to make the right choice. Psalms 112, verse 1 says, "Praise you the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments." Do you delight greatly in the commandments of the Lord? If you delight greatly in the commandments of the Lord, then you're going to be thinking on the word continually. Oh, just like the psalmist said, how great peace is to those who love thy law. He would always want to know what God wanted him to do, and he'd think upon the word of God, delighting greatly in the commandments of God. And when you do that, then you're going to be thinking on what God wants you to do, and you won't be making the wrong choices in your life. Now, it's important that you set your will that you're going to do God's word. Let's lay it like in the area of releasing your faith. You're acting on the word, you're believing God, you're speaking the word. You know, if you set your will and you make the right choice that you're going to hold fast your confession, you're not going to draw back in unbelief, then you're going to see the promise. But what's the devil do? The devil comes and tries to get you to waver. The Bible says if you waver, you're like one, like the wave of the sea, driven with a wind and tossed. In fact, he says, "Let not that man think that he can receive anything of the Lord, because a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways." Don't let yourself be unstable. Don't let yourself waver about the things of God. Believe the word, delight greatly in his commandments, always make the choice to do the word in every situation. In Joshua 24, verse 15, listen to this scripture. "If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell." But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's the decision that every one of us needs to make. We're going to choose to serve the Lord, because every one of us are choosing whom we're going to serve. Notice, choose you this day whom you will serve. Either you're going to be serving the Lord, or you're going to be serving the enemy, who is Satan. You say, well, what do you mean? I'm a born-again Christian. I don't want to serve the devil, and I'm not going to serve him. If you choose contrary to God's word, you're serving him, because you're not obeying God's word. If we obey God's word, we're serving the Lord. But if we disobey and we don't choose the things that please him, then we actually will be serving the enemy. You need to make the decision in your household that you're going to serve the Lord. He says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's got to be your attitude. And that means you're not going to compromise in your household. You're going to put God's word as first place in your household. God's word is final authority. We choose to do what God says in the word. We're not going to compromise it. We're not going to give place to worldly ways. We're not going to give place to worldly music. We're not going to give place to things that are contrary to the word of God. We have made our decision. We're making the right choice. We're choosing to do the things that God wants us to do. And boy, if we'll learn to obey him, the Bible says if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land, Isaiah 1:19. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured. It's so important that you make the right choice and not just do it because you have to. You got to be willing. Notice that. If you be willing and obedient. Willing and obedient. It's so important that you obey with a willing heart. When you obey with a willing heart and make the right choice, delighting greatly in the things that God's done and what he's set before you, choosing his word, and you listen and obey him, then God is going to bless you. And this is so important. Every one of us, we have choices that we make every day. What kind of choices are you making? Are you choosing God's way? Are you choosing the way of the word? Or do you compromise sometimes? In your house, have you made the decision, I am choosing to serve the Lord. I am putting God's word first place, and I will not compromise it whatsoever. Make the right choice and serve the Lord. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.